Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
I'm Lester Graham with Stateside, and it's time for another episode of Cheers to Michigan. Here with me is Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tasting.
Hi, Lester.
You're building a little summery drink here.
I am. So this is a twist on a classic cocktail called the Bee's Knees, but we're going to add some beer to it and make it a beer's knees.
Okay. I've heard of Bee's Knees before, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
So this is a drink that was invented during Prohibition. It used gin, lemon juice, and then honey syrup. They used honey syrup instead of a regular simple syrup because the honey would help cover up the bad taste of the gin during Prohibition. But with good honey and good gin, it's actually a really nice combination. So that's the Bee's Knees. And to make it a beer's knees, we're going to add a little hoppy IPA that's going to kind of mash that Bee's Knees up with a summer shandy.
Now, this IPA, M43, I've heard of it, very popular.
Yes, it's definitely a crowd pleaser around here. This is one of those Northeast style hazy IPAs, so super citrusy, really fresh and bright, almost drinks like a shandy on its own because it has all that citrus in the can.
This gin, though, I don't know it.
So this is from Wiseman Distillery, and they are actually Michigan's newest distillery. They just opened up at the end of May, and in the interest of full disclosure, I did do some work with them developing their opening cocktail menu. But they're doing some really interesting products, and this is their gin, which is kind of classic London dry style, juniper, and then a lot of citrus in there as well.
Well, with all that citrus going on, plus some lemon juice, it should be interesting to see how this tastes, which I think I'll do that now, okay?
Sounds good.
Really nice. Didn't make me pucker up like I thought it might because of all the citrus. Well-balanced, and there's a nice little honey aftertaste. That's really pleasant.
And easy to drink sitting out on your back porch, maybe after lawn mowing.
Definitely do the mowing before you do the drinking.
That is a very good piece of advice, Lester.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.